So hi everyone, welcome to our pre-health chat. Today we're talking about PNC, and with us we have a few of our advisors here at Stony Brook from the comfort of their homes. So my name is Lakshmi, I'm one of the pre-health advisors in the office, and hopefully our plan today is to chat a little bit about PNC in terms of the option that's available, and then talk about it as it affects your applications to the different health professions or law school. So I'm gonna pass it over to my colleague, Jen, to introduce herself, and then she will pass it to our colleague, Kelly.
Hi everyone, I'm Jen Rodriguez. Some of you may have met with me prior to this meeting. I'm one of the advisors in the office, and I'm glad you are all able to join us today. Kelly?
Hi, I'm Kelly Haller in pre-professional advising as well. I know I've met with you, I see a few familiar names and faces here, so I'm glad you're able to make it today. I'll be also in the chat box. I'm sure Jen and I, as we go through, if you have questions, we'll be answering throughout the meeting today. Thank you.
Okay, so just to start off in terms of talking a little bit about the PNC policy at Stony Brook. So many of you, hopefully you're safe and doing well and staying healthy from the comfort of where you are, because I know not everyone is at home. Some of you are on campus, some of you are at home, some of you are at different places. But hopefully you're doing well and able to keep up with your coursework. I know this week is the last week of classes, so there might be a lot of things going through your mind in terms of, you know, exams and assignments and papers. The hope is that we can talk today a little bit about the PNC policy. So Stony Brook, as a result of COVID-19, shifted to online classes, which all of you have been in and doing hopefully well in, as well as they've also shifted the grading policy, where moving from a traditional grading option, students have the option to either pick a grade or pick a PNC option for their class. And the PNC option, if you were to pick it for a course, it would result in either a C or higher, equating to a P, and then an NC would be anything below a C. Whereas in the past, the GPNC policy would mean anything above an F would be a P, and an F would equal an NC. So that's the difference for this semester for those of you that are still keeping up with everything. Now that the deadline has moved from the last day of finals to June 3rd, it gives everyone a little bit more time in making a decision on whether or not they'd like to choose this option. And for this semester, another difference from our previous GPNC policy is that instead of only being able to pick one class, you can pick every class in your schedule for spring 2020 to PNC, or either choose to get the grade, which means that if you wanted to pick one class for PNC, you could choose to pick one class. If you want to pick two or three or all of them, you have that option available to you. For different departments that are allowing the PNC for anything in arts and sciences, as well as College of Engineering that are allowing you to PNC a course, you would be able to use those courses for your major. And so if you got a P or better, because it's going to be a C or higher, those courses are going to count. If you got an NC, obviously, that means you would have to retake the course. But now with the ability to choose this decision after, finals have ended, and then hopefully you've gotten your grades, you would have until June 3rd at 11:59 p.m. to make this decision. So hopefully that would be something that's helpful for you to consider, and also talk with advisors about whether or not you should PNC a course. In regards to some of the health professions, many schools or many application services are still working out the details of how it would affect the current cycle. Knowing that it's a national shift to this option or to a similar option, not every school has the same option. So some schools have enforced a PNC option where students only have that option to get a P or an NC for their classes at their institution, whereas Stony Brook and some other schools have given the options to students to get a grade. With health profession programs, if you do have the option to get a grade, and you're doing decently well, they understand that and it would be helpful to get a grade. But if you are in a position where you don't feel that, you know, you'd like to have the grade on your transcript, then you also have the option to take a P or an NC, in which cases if you got the NC, you'd have to retake it. But the P would also count, and schools are saying that they will also count it for prerequisites, for the requirements for their institution. So it's something to keep in mind, and individual conversations on this topic are welcomed. But also in regards to chatting about it, we are happy to chat today to talk about any questions specifically regarding these different health profession programs. I'm going to pass it to Jen to talk a little bit about for med schools, because we've gotten quite a decent amount of information about, you know, what the AAMC has decided to do for the MD schools. For those of you that have been following the different websites, for the DO schools, they also have a COVID-19 website. And so you can take a look at that to see some of the information there as well. We can answer some of those questions because we as well have been following the information as it comes out. But I'm going to pass to Jen to talk a little bit about the AAMC changes.
Sure. Hi, everyone. So as Lakshmi mentioned, students have the choice this semester to decide if they would like to PNC one or more of their classes, or if they decide to just keep a letter grade. The general consensus that we've heard from medical schools is that they are willing to accept Ps for prerequisites that from this semester, whereas traditionally they would require a letter grade for prereqs. This semester, you know, given the circumstances, a P grade would be fulfilling prerequisites. As far as how that affects the medical school application, particularly with the GPA, Ps do not have a grade value, so therefore it's not included in the GPA calculation, nor the science GPA calculation. So if you choose to PNC any of your classes, it would count just as credits earned. They call them supplemental hours. You could think of them almost as like electives. So it'll count just towards the total credits that you've earned. But because there's no grade value, those courses would not be factored into any of the science GPA calculations or your overall GPA calculation. So that's one thing to keep in mind. You know, once you finish your finals and hopefully do well, and the idea is that you would know what your final grade is before having to decide whether to PNC a class or not. You might want to think about, you know, whatever your final grade is, how does that affect your overall GPA as well as your science GPA if it's a science class? And if it has a positive effect on your GPA, you might keep the letter grade. If you're not pleased with the final grade, or if it's below, you know, the grade threshold that you're happy with, then you might opt to switch it to PNC kind of as a safeguard for the GPA. That's a lot of the information that we've gathered so far from the AAMC for medical schools.
And then in terms of, there's a lot of information out there in terms of what you may read from different blog sites, that may interpret information differently. But according to the AAMC, and I welcome you all to visit their site and look at the information that is posted there. For those of you that are applying to MD schools, and for those of you that are applying to DO schools, take a look at the DO school website as well, and look at the information they're posting as well, to be up to date on the exact information coming from the source. Sometimes I know the different blogs or different websites that are out there may sometimes give false information or not the most accurate information on questions that you may have. So we have one student asking, I have a question. If an individual grade raises my science GPA but lowers my overall GPA for this semester, should I PNC it? If it raises my science GPA but lowers my overall. So in terms of that question, it depends that...
I would say it probably wouldn't lower their cumulative GPA that significantly if it's going to raise their science. Usually, generally speaking, it will raise their cum a little, if not a lot, depending on the grade. But I would also say that most students at this point, if they're applying, or depending on how far along they are, they've earned about 60, 70 credits. So 3 credits of in your cumulative GPA might not be as much of an impact. Mm-hmm. Therefore, my advice probably would be to go for the letter grade if it's going to help your science GPA, because likely in turn it's going to raise your cumulative GPA, or it may not raise it at all and just keep it at more of a plateau. But that's kind of my consensus. I don't know what you guys think.
I mean, I would share the same thing. And so the student is sharing the example that, you know, what if they're going to get a 4.0 this semester, but this one class would bring down the 4.0, but it means that they would raise their overall science GPA. I think it would be actually beneficial to get the grade as well, like Kelly mentioned, because regardless of if you're a high achieving student and you've been doing well, and this course is only going to raise your science GPA, it's going to be helpful to raise your science GPA, and it's going to be helpful to add that letter grade to your academics. The way medical schools are viewing this semester, right? And I think this is helpful for not just medical schools, but the perspective that they shared is that this is one semester in light of an entire transcript of grades that you're going to be sharing with them. They understand, and they're going to be flexible with students as they make these personal decisions, because this is a personal decision on your grade. But they're going to be flexible in terms of the decision that you've made. They're going to look at it from a perspective, from a holistic perspective, to see how you've done as a student overall versus defining you based on one academic semester. So it's helpful to think about it in terms of your overall application or your overall standing at this point. How have you been able to demonstrate that you're a strong student across the semesters? And if you're a student who's having a challenging time, right, with the academics and the coursework, then, you know, this semester, whether you choose to get a letter grade or a P, I think you would have to make a choice of, if I get a P this semester and I still need more work ahead of me to build my academic record, then I'm still going to take more time. If I choose a letter grade and it's not the ideal letter grade, but maybe it's a C+ or a B-, then I still know I have ahead of me some more work to be done in terms of building my academic transcript. So either way, it comes down to a decision, a personal decision of what do you prefer to have on your transcript? And looking ahead, you know, how much more can you do to improve your academics, either through additional coursework, some classes, one or two classes, maybe in a summer or in future semesters, how can you change the way your application looks to a medical school or a health professional school? So that might be something to think about. In addition, what I wanted to share, and I know we have a few questions, for any of our pre-law students out there, if you've been following the LSAC, which is LSAC.org, and I'll put it in the chat too, to everyone. And Kelly, can you just type in the AACOM and the AAMC websites too?
Sure.
Thank you.
I also had a student ask about veterinary medicine, so I'm going to include a link there as well.
And then add also the optometry and dentistry ones too. But for any of you that are law students, pre-law students, the LSAC has also made changes to one, both exams that have been canceled, similar to what the AAMC has done, to what ADSAS has done, to what optometry schools are doing. They've made significant changes to help students take an exam from their home. So at the comfort of their home or at the comfort of wherever they're at, they are able to, if they were scheduled for one of the dates that was posted. It's still a proctored exam. They're using proctored services. And they've also made a notation on every student transcript that's coming in for spring 2020 to indicate to law schools that this was a semester affected by COVID-19. So many application services, not just for the health professions, are making accommodations to have schools recognize that this semester is an unusual one, to say the least. So we're going to go to some questions and keep typing them in. And if we don't get to it, just type it back in again or just copy and paste it. So another question that came up, this doesn't completely have to do with PNC, but can you take your lab classes post the MCAT? Also, does taking Bio 201 instead of Bio 202 count towards the pre-med prerequisites? Either one of you want to take it?
Oh, I'm sorry, I missed the question. I was just looking at
sure. I'll read it again. This doesn't completely have to do with PNC, but can you take your lab classes post the MCAT? And then also, does taking Bio 201 instead of Bio 202 count towards the pre-med prerequisites?
So to answer that question, Bio 201 does not satisfy the pre-med for our university. We require Bio 203 with 202 with the lab courses. And this is for MD, an MD student?
This is a pre-med student.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So and the lab courses would be Bio 204 with 205 or 207. And then you could apply with having the outstanding laboratory courses. I don't think we're offering them this summer at Stony Brook, but you can still apply with having the outstanding prerequisite courses. Again, you just want to make sure that your overall academic record is competitive enough, that you have enough experiences, and that you're a strong applicant overall if you are going to have a few small outstanding prereq courses.
And to add to what Kelly's saying, the student also asked, you know, can you take your lab classes post the MCAT? So if you're thinking of, you know, studying for the MCAT this summer, taking it this summer, and maybe applying next summer, that's completely okay to do that with the content knowledge from the bio lecture classes and not necessarily the labs. You can always take the labs at a later time. We also have another question. I also emailed Yale, Northwestern, John Hopkins, well, Cornell, Columbia Med Schools to ask how this cycle of grades will affect admissions. And they said the online format will not heavily affect their decisions. Columbia said that the PNC would consider on a case-by-case basis, but others said it would be fine. So this is not necessarily a question. This is just a student sharing with us some information. So you're welcome to contact your schools directly to ask. Many schools are posting on their admissions pages some COVID-19 accommodations in terms of what they're making. If they're traditionally a school that have only accepted in-person courses, for example, John Hopkins is a school that typically only accepts in-person courses. They have not accepted online courses. They are, you know, they're making accommodations to say that they will accept spring 2020 online courses. And then they're also making decisions of whether or not they will accept online summer 2020 prerequisite courses. So those are some things to take a look at. Any for any pre-dental students, if you look at Stony Brook's dental school website, they have not accepted online classes in the past, but for this upcoming application cycle and future application cycles, they have a statement on their site that says they will accept spring 2020 and summer 2020 prerequisites that have been offered online. A student has a question. If I choose the PNC option for a prerequisite, would I be expected to retake that class for a letter grade in the future? Jen?
Most likely no. just because many schools have decided to accept P's to fulfill prerequisites if the course was taken from this particular semester. But again, you know, when an admissions committee is looking at a student's transcript, they're going to see this semester in the context of your whole academic history. So if a student has had some semesters with some shaky grades and then earned some P's from this semester, it might be worthwhile to retake the course to demonstrate strong performance in that class with a letter grade. But if a student has been doing consistently well across all other semesters and this semester had, you know, a few P's, then I don't believe that it would be necessary to retake that course. Do others agree? Kelly Lakshman?
That's exactly how I would have responded. Mm-hmm. No, great answer.
I would agree with the same thing too. Yeah.
I had a student, just I wanted to share with the rest of you all. I know that we've been copy and pasting some of the links into the chat box. And I know that Zoom, unfortunately, doesn't add hyperlinks.
I know, that's important.
And some students were expressing some difficulty with copy and pasting it into their browser. So I'm just thinking perhaps after we wrap up, maybe we can send a document with all the links to all the attendees today.
We can, yes, so we can do that. The other option I'm thinking is we can post it to the site since it doesn't necessarily capture email addresses. So if for all of you that's on the chat today, we'll post all the links mentioned for the different health professions and for law school. The site is already listed on the law school, on the pre-law website, but we'll list it on the pre-health website under our COVID message so that you can take a look at the specific information for them.
Thank you.
And also I would add to Jen's answer for that question too. Just, I know we've been talking about med schools and health profession graduate programs and law schools. With some of our allied health professions such as nursing, PA, PT, OT, the ones that, you know, there are many out there, but for some of those, looking at the overall transcript is key because some of those programs may have a limit to how many P's you can have on a transcript in terms of their prerequisites. So I know I've seen a couple programs have said, you know, we will accept two past classes from the required prerequisite coursework, right? And so if you're taking or if you have taken multiple prerequisite courses this semester, keep that in mind for some of the specific programs in case they have a stipulation like that where they're willing to only take two or three P-graded courses. Because typically with some of the sciences, they don't expect students to be taking a full load of science in a semester that are prerequisites for their school. So I would just say if you're pre-PA, pre-nursing, one of the allied health professions, also make sure you look at each individual school's website that you're planning on attending or thinking of possibly attending in the future to see if they have any of those stipulations for future, as well as for the past, if you ever PNC'd a class before and you had a P. Another question came in. So if a class would exclusively lower my GPA, both overall and science, do you recommend PNCing it if the rest of my application is good overall? And this is a question I'm sure many of you may have, and it may be very individual to each of you in terms of where you stand. And the question comes down to good and all good overall, right? In terms of what that means and how much it would exclusively lower your GPA, both your science and your overall. If it's a minor like drop in terms of a 0.1, then I don't think it's terrible to have you know, a letter grade, depending on what that letter grade is and depending on what your overall GPA is. But it is also not terrible to have a P either. So if you consider yourself a good student or a strong applicant overall, then a P would not hinder your, it should not hinder your application to a health profession program or to law school. We have one student asking a question about law admissions. I'm taking a lab next semester. I'm not great at labs. If it's part of my major requirements and I PNC it, how will that hurt my chances at law school? So given that it's in a different semester and not this semester, I would specifically take a look at the law school GPA calculation systems in terms of how they calculate GPAs. It's because law school is a little bit different than a health profession. They don't have required prerequisite courses. Really, you can apply to law school with any major and attend one. So it may not be, you know, a negative impact on your application if this is your first P or second P and you used it for a lab that you're not sure about or too keen about. So I think, you know, there's time to kind of make that decision, given that it'll be in a future semester. And also feel free to reach out to me and I can email you the resource for that as well.
I have a couple of questions coming through the chat that seem to be somewhat related. Students are talking about different health professions. One is asking about medicine, the other about veterinary medicine. But the questions generally are, if they opt to PNC either an SBC class this semester or something for their major that's a non-prerequisite course, what would the impact be? So I think, you know, the advice if it's a SBC or a non-prerequisite course, it's kind of in line with the rest of our advice. I think, you know, if it's an SBC in particular, if you earn a passing grade, a P this semester, the university is going to count that P towards the SBC requirement. And then most majors, I believe, are also like if you PNC a math class or something that's not necessarily considered a pre-med or a pre-vet prerequisite, it will still fulfill your major requirement. So I think, you know, many students kind of think of it in the terms of, you know, how does this affect the GPA? So if you were potentially taking a course for your major that's a non-prerequisite course, but maybe is still a science class, there's the potential that it could help your science GPA. That's probably the only consideration that I would have. But if you would rather PNC that course, knowing that it'll still count for your major or for your general education, I don't see that really having a significant impact on either a med school or a vet school evaluating your application.
Do you have any questions coming in, Kelly?
No, I had answered a couple just personally, individually, so they've been okay.
Do you have any more questions, Jen?
Let's see.
I have a few. So while you're looking, I'll answer one, and then I'll switch over to you so we keep going through. The student shares, I have a question that is somewhat related. In the fall, I have to take Bio 203 hybrid because that's the only way I can fit it into my schedule and Bio 204 lab. Would medical school or nurse practitioner school look down upon that? So it's completely okay to take a hybrid class. Many schools view hybrid similar to in person. And if that's the way it fits into your schedule, that's fine. So I wouldn't worry too much about if a class is a hybrid class. Another question, are policies for this situation in regards to PA programs specific to individual programs, or is it basically the same leniency as with medical schools? And so I would share, some are specific to certain PA programs. Stony Brook's PA program is very flexible in terms of they've never restricted online classes with students. I mean, they have preferences for certain classes at Stony Brook, but they're willing to accept classes from an accredited institution. And so you may have to check with each individual school to see if they may have specific stipulations, because like their prerequisites, PA schools are very different across the board with some consistencies, but with some differences. So you may want to check each individual school to see what their message is about this. Jen?
I had a student ask, oh gosh, where did it go? So a student asked, I just want to make sure that even though PNC doesn't count in the GPA, does it still fulfill prerequisites? The student doesn't specify which health profession, but for, well, pretty much all the health professions, the general consensus has been yes. For courses taken this semester, earning a P will fulfill the prerequisite.
And then also to share with different applications, as Jen had mentioned in the beginning, for those of you joining us later, the different health profession application services are also making a notation on the spring 2020 semester, as is our registrar, to make a statement that it is the COVID-19 semester that was affected and the grading policy had changed. So for programs that you're looking at, or applications that you're looking at, keep that in mind. And they're also not calculating the P's into the calculation for the GPA. So it'll only be based on coursework that you have letter grades for. A student asked, I wanted to know if I were to PNC an SBC course, will it have any effect while applying to medical school? And it should not if you PNC'd a SBC course. Another question, I heard that it was a general rule that health science majors cannot GPNC. Do you know if this rule is still stand during these times? So from my understanding of what's been shared is that students who are health science majors can only PNC the courses before they enter the actual major classes. So if you are taking, HAN 200, HAN 202, HAN 312, or HAN 251, those are the classes that West Campus students take. And so those are the ones that are able to be PNC'd. But as far as for the health science major courses in senior year and other health science programs, I believe those are not able to be PNC'd. So hopefully that answers your question. So there's a question, any recommendations about getting experiences this summer? So we had our chat last week and we had great advice from two of our career counselors. We have two PDFs that will be posted to the website as well. So you can take a look to our website and it'll share the information about internships and experiences. Many agencies are still hiring and the Career Center is having webinars for students to participate in from different employers. For example, yesterday I was able to join a webinar from YAI and they're hiring students and professionals to be direct support professionals, right? To work with their patients directly one-on-one at this time. So many different places are hiring and still looking for interns. So keep on the lookout, use Handshake, and then also take a look later today and you'll see the PDFs of both sets of information for internships for this summer. We have another question. Is it a good idea to retake prerequisites during the summer session if we choose to retake it? Kelly?
Yeah, so that's a good question. And it depends on the whole academic application, your whole academic record rather. We do recommend taking prereqs over again in the summer if you need to. We also recommend that you meet with an academic advisor and plan out the remaining time at Stony Brook to make sure that you do trend upwards in your remaining science classes. But for example, if you wanted to retake Bio 202, you didn't do so strongly in that, and you wanted to retake that in the summer, it would be recommended for a number of reasons. One of those reasons is because that is a high demand course and they tend to fill up. So likely you'd have a better chance at retaking that in the summertime. So, but again, you'd want to meet with us to see what those courses are and how many more sciences you have left and what's going to be, the best recommendation for you personally. But I would say that definitely if you wanted to retake courses that are prereqs because you didn't do so well in them, the summer would be perfectly fine.
Thank you. So we have another student that's asking a question. Will med school look at overall GPA or do they look at each semester and know which were impacted by COVID-19? I pass it to Jen.
They look at everything. So yes, they'll see your overall GPA, they'll see your science GPA, but many admissions committees also look for patterns and trends over time. So they'll look by your academic year, each semester, to see how students have done over time, whether they've done consistently well or have been able to build upon their GPA and demonstrate what we call an upward trend. And Stony Brook in particular, our registrar, as Lakshmi mentioned, is going to be putting a notation on transcripts for the current semester indicating that spring 2020 was impacted by COVID-19. So they will be able to see that when they're reviewing your application.
And just to clarify what I mentioned before with the registrar, I don't know the exact language that they're putting on the transcript, but I do know they're coming up with specific language to mention that this semester was affected by COVID-19, and that the grading policy for the semester, what that was in terms of a P means a C or higher. So, and the reason why I share that is because different schools, as you may hear from friends who you have that are attending different colleges, different schools have different policies in terms of what a P stands for. So at Stony Brook, it's a C or higher. At another institution, it may be a C minus or higher, or it may be a D or higher. There is different variations of what each institution is choosing to do. And so for the AAMC, they are making sure that they have that information or asking schools to put that on their transcripts. And most schools are proactively putting that information on their transcripts as well when they send them out. And this is not only for AAMC, but for most application services that are out there. And then, so another question asked, so this is for a first year student who is considering PNC for one of their science prerequisites, Bio 202. They are tempted to PNC because of a B or B minus may significantly lower their GPA, and their current overall GPA is a 4.0, so they're very concerned with how this may impact their applications later on to medical schools as well as special programs. So they're looking for advice. Any advice that we can share with them? Thoughts?
So I would recommend, it's only your first year, so you have a lot of time to continue to do well and be successful. My advice would be, I would recommend taking the letter grade if you are going to be getting a B or better in the course for multiple reasons. One of the reasons is that you do have a lot of time to trend upwards in your sciences and do particularly well, especially because it sounds like you are a strong student in general. Another thing is that this is a COVID-19 semester, and it would be impressive to a lot of schools that you were able to handle your courses this semester. Even if there is a little bit of a dip, that could be something that could be explained. A lot of the application services now are adding a question to the application, which asks how COVID-19 affected your academics and your timeline to applying to medical school. So that could be something that you could explain that happened in the semester and that affected you if you felt that it wasn't strong enough for you. But I feel like you have a lot of time to make up for that. And that in that case, I don't know if you both would agree with me on that, but how did you guys have thoughts?
We just had one of our other pre-health advisors join us, James Montrin. So we welcome him to our chat today, and I will propose a question to him. So we have a first-year student, Jim, who is pre-med considering PNC for an introductory class, Bio 202. They're currently at a 4.0 GPA from their first semester, and they're concerned and tempted to PNC Bio 202 because they're thinking they may get a B or a B minus, and it would they're considering that it would prematurely hurt their chances to apply to medical school or other special or selective programs. What are your thoughts or advice for them?
I don't think that anyone in the quote unquote admissions biz would say that a single B minus is necessarily going to be fatal to an application. Yeah, it would have to be a very significant course, late, really late, like maybe biochemistry or something. But it's you could get by with a B minus. You could have one B minus on your transcript and get into a stellar medical school. You could have two or three even. What medical schools do, and I think we've all seen this over time, and students don't get to see it as much, but eventually they do, is to understand that medical schools, they connect the dots. So if, let's say, this person has a B minus in this one course, and a biology course, then what if they go on and then they take an upper level biology course, like let's say mammalian physiology, and they struggle in that? And then what if on top of that, the person then, they get a weak biological and biochemical foundation score on the MCAT? That would be, that's you get like to a string of problems. And then that becomes an issue. But if the person just thinks, you know, okay, I might have a B and I'm not happy with a B. There are some people who they might, you know, want, you know, take a P because they don't want a B on the transcript. It's not necessary. It's not necessary. There are some kinds of obsession over detail that really benefit an individual, but these things take time. A day or two ago, I interviewed a student who took an extra year in order to gain more health-related experience. And the experience is stellar experience, like Cold Spring Harbor research work, helping with surgeries in another country, shadowing physicians. And this is, this person really wasn't satisfied with health experience. It was decent. It could have gotten them into medical school. But this person didn't want to just get into medical school, you could say, by the skin of his teeth. He wanted to have a super application, and he put in the extra time. This person could take the B, they could take the B minus, they could decide to do a P. Any one of those things could then lead on to success. Maybe the best way to do it would be to think of this course and to ask, how much of a foundation do I have this semester because of COVID-19? Have my studies been disrupted? Maybe if the person feels they have less of a grasp of the material because of this upset and they want to take it again, I'd say go ahead. But a P, when you think you're going to get a B or a B minus, not necessary. I think a P would be favorable to a C plus cosmetically. With regard to timeline, you know, a C plus is still acceptable. That's my 2 cents. That's a lot more than 2 cents, I guess, but.
Mm-hmm. We'll give you a nickel for that one. Thanks.
Okay.
And I agree as well in terms of what Jim has shared and what Kelly has shared. It's so early on. You have so much time ahead of you. Do the best that you can. And maybe it may not be a B or B minus. Because the other part of it too is talking to your faculty member, reaching out to them and seeing where you actually fall in the class right now. I know this week is the last week of classes and a lot of faculty may be busy, but if you look to Blackboard to see if they've put in all your grades and where you stand in the class and see how much time you have left and can you make a difference in your final exam by putting in some extra time now to study for that final.
And the good thing is that they had extended the PNC deadline, so you will hopefully know your grade before you have to make that decision at this point.
Right. And so that leads to one of our other questions. You know, you're going to know your grade before the deadline hits. So because the deadline is June 3rd and the last day of finals is May 20th, there is some time in between for faculty to get their grades in and for you to be able to view your grades and make a decision at a later time. And it's imperative that you are able to take a look at this before the June 3rd deadline, because this deadline is a hard deadline. It's non-petitionable. So once it passes, whatever you have submitted or not submitted, that's set in stone in your transcript. So, you know, I would definitely recommend taking a look at your grades and making that decision, which is the benefit that you have this semester, whereas in previous semesters, you don't necessarily know what your grade is going to be when you make the decision. So another question came up a non-PNC question. Could a 200 or 300 level philosophy course count as an English category class prerequisites for veterinary school?
I would say, I would say likely not. A lot of times they are looking for a specific, I mean, you could go to the VEMCAS application and they would verify. You could petition or ask AAVMC if they would accept that towards the application as an English course. But a lot of times the individual schools are really looking for a literature course or a composition course. It doesn't have to be EGL, but a lot of times some of the other genres of classes would be a CWL course or a WRT course. Sometimes even under like the HUI courses. But philosophy, generally speaking, would not be considered in English, but it could have room for a petition, but likely that wouldn't be as strong of a requirement as some of the other courses.
And I think to add into that, if you're a senior and you're graduating and you're trying to look through your classes and you have the ability to, or you don't have the ability to necessarily take many more classes, then what you may want to do is take a copy of your syllabus and email it to our office, and we could take a look at it to see what level of writing and reading and other requirements you had in the course to see if it could possibly meet a requirement for a veterinary school. The other option too is to reach out to a veterinary school that has this requirement and email them a copy of the syllabus and say, would this count for my English requirement for your school? So there's time to still look into it. And if you do need to take a class because it doesn't meet the requirement, many schools will allow students to take a prerequisite class in the year that they're applying. So within the application year, you could take an English class if your class that you've taken does not meet the requirement. So that opportunity is still there. Many schools will offer an acceptance contingent upon you meeting all of the requirements. And if something is missing, you could take that maybe over the summer or in a fall semester if you have a gap year in between. A student asked a question, can we take an online biology class in the summer and would medical schools accept it? Jen?
Interesting question. So we are venturing into unknown territory, and I would say it is pretty likely that medical schools are going to accept online work taken in the summer. But there's, with all of this stuff about online courses, I think there is this proviso that not every medical school is going to be the same. And of course, because not every applicant and school is the same also, the more work that a person has that has characteristics that medical schools in the past have considered questionable, like it's being online, this could shift more weight, you could say in an analytic sense, to the admissions test score. So just ask yourself, wouldn't it be reasonable if you were a screener at a med school and if you saw that a student took biology online in the summer, then what you would do would be you'd take a look at the other biology courses that were real, old fashioned brick and mortar courses, and you would take a look at the individual's bio and biochemical foundation section on the MCAT. And if those areas are lower, then I think the fact that the person has an online course during the summer, it's just another problem. However, if the person is overall outstanding and they have just this, an online course taken in the summer, I think that admissions committees would be inclined towards being charitable. And this is just, my speculation on the basis of having seen it, admissions decisions and having talked to people over the years.
And I think for students also to add to what Jim has said, for those of you that are interested in applying this cycle or in future cycles, it's helpful to attend any of the webinars or sessions or videos that are posted by these health profession application services, because they are also sharing that they're going to be flexible when it comes to this semester and next semester. So it's something to keep that in mind. We have a student who asked, hi, I was curious about any recommendations to make the best of this summer because many hospitals cancel their summer programs. So Jennifer, as I mentioned before, last week we had a chat with the Career Center and they've created two documents in terms of internships and opportunities that are still available for students to apply for, as well as jobs. And we're going to be posting that to our website, so stonybrook.edu/prehealth. And you could take a look at our website later today for that information. There's a question for a student. They had a hard semester last semester until where they had a 3.97, but it dropped to a 3.91 because they got a B in biochemistry. They took biochemistry 2 this semester and it was going well and they were on track for a better grade, but at this point they're not so sure because of COVID-19. Would it be better to accept a B and show no growth or PNC this course because of the pandemic? And I think this goes back to a lot of what we're saying in terms of, you know, how you're doing. If your grade is a B this semester and it was a B last semester in biochemistry 1, it does not necessarily mean no growth, because there are different ways to demonstrate growth in the course, either through a letter of recommendation from the faculty member or you talking about how well you've done. If you were to take a standardized test that tests on the biological systems information that you've learned and you did remarkably well, that's also helpful showing the growth in your knowledge. Jim, Kelly, or Jen, would you like to add?
I have to bow out because I have an interview in about 4 minutes.
Okay,
thanks. It was good to see you all. I hope you stay well. All right.
Take care
now. Bye-bye.
Jen or Kelly, would you guys like to chime in?
I think I tend to agree with you, Lakshmi, that, you know, it's a student is on track to earn a B in Biochem 2, that's not a bad thing. I mean, Biochem 2 is not a prereq for most health professions. So I think even if you were to just stick it out and do solid performance this semester, given the circumstances, as Lakshmi mentioned, there are other ways that you can still demonstrate your knowledge of the material and still put forth a strong application in other ways. So I agree.
Okay. Kelly, anything to add?
No, I also agree. Again, and you had also mentioned, the student had to mention their cumulative GPA as well. And I would say that, even if you earn a B or a B minus in the course, like Mr. Montrin had mentioned, maybe it will go down a small amount, but you're so far ahead of, you have so many credits you've already earned, that it's not going to make a huge difference in your cumulative GPA either. So I would say that a B, again, one of a challenging course, and if you do just as well as you did in Biochem 1, I think that shows promise for sure.
Thank you. And just to share, Biochemistry 2 is probably one of the most challenging biology classes offered at Stony Brook, if not probably the most challenging biology classes offered at Stony Brook, or amongst the top three, I would say, in my knowledge. Mm-hmm. So if you got a B in it, I'm kudos to you. I think it's a great, testament to your ability to do well in the course. And to be honest, I would say if you haven't already reached out to your professor, really have a conversation with them, whether it's over email or during office hours, to find out if you're truly at a B grade right now, because I know this semester is unlike any other, and I keep saying that, but it is. And so faculty are also taking that into account when it comes to grading. So keep that in mind. For those of you who that joined a little bit late, asked the question of, what do medical schools think of the PNC? And so what we shared previously is that many medical schools or many health professional schools are understanding of the current semester that we're in. They're also in that same situation because the medical students are in classes and they've been working on figuring out ways to help them complete their coursework. But they're understanding of what's going on. They are willing. Many of them have created statements and put on their website sharing that they're willing to accept pass grades for the current prerequisites that students are taking. Some are staying for spring 2020, some are also including summer of 2020. So it just depends on the schools, but most of them are willing to accept spring 2020 P grades on a student's transcript due to the fact that it's one semester. They're looking at the entire transcript from a holistic standpoint to make sure that they're truly getting a feel for who the student is. They don't want this one semester to define a student academically. So there are many things that they're trying to understand. Another question a student asked, how long does it take for the AAMC to verify our account since they pushed one of the dates to July 10th? So just to share with you, for any of you that are applying this current cycle to medical school, there is a different timeline for different parts of the application in terms of how data is transmitted to the medical schools. For AAMC, specifically for the MD schools, applications are open for students who are applying to enter in class of 2021. Students can now fill out the application. It opened on May 4th. So the earliest a student can submit an application is May 28th. And then the initial date for transmission of information, of application information to medical schools is July 10th. So typically the way AAMC works is that once an application is submitted, they start their verification process. And this is typically for any application services out there. Once they've opened their applications to have submissions, they will start verifying information that's coming in. And so even if your information is verified by, let's say, June 10th, information won't be transmitted to the MD schools, in this case for the AAMC, until July 10th, because that's the date that they've set to transmit data to the medical schools. The reason why they've done this, and maybe different health professional application services may do this, is so that they give students a little bit more time to be able to prepare their materials for the application service. In line with that question, there was another question about how will medical schools view the changes in the MCAT. So for those of you that are taking the MCAT for this year, the MCAT has now been shortened to accommodate more test dates for students. And they've shortened it, not necessarily pulling out content areas. There will be the same four content areas that are being offered in terms of the biological sciences, the physical sciences with chemistry and physics, the psychological and social sciences with psychology and sociology, and then the critical analysis and reasoning section. So all four sections will be there. They have taken out a section where they usually use for gathering data, and they've also taken out a section where they use for also another gathering data section. So it's the same amount of questions as in the past, just different timing based on pulling out those two pieces of in areas that they would collect information from for students. So it's just a shortened test to give more test dates available to students. There's a question about, can we PNC Bio 204? Yes, you can PNC Bio 204, and it will count to medical school applications or health profession programs that are accepting P grades, which many of them are. As I mentioned before, for some students who are applying to allied health professions, they may want to look at different allied profession schools, such as PA schools or nursing schools, to see how many prerequisite courses students can get a P on. So for example, some schools may have limits to two or three. Another question that we have is, so the question of if a student is earning a B or better, Should they still consider the P if it brings down the GPA? And I pass it over to Jen or Kelly, because we chatted a little bit about this in terms of, you know, a B in a course. If they're getting a B, you know, or better, but if, you know, should they consider a P even if it's still going to lower the GPA, whether it's science or overall?
I mean, I think we talked a little bit about this, but I think a B or better in most courses demonstrates that you have a good grasp of the content, you've done well in the course. A B is a solid grade. Even if it's, you know, when you look at your overall academic record, if it does bring down your overall GPA just a touch, I think, you know, given the unusual circumstances that everyone is dealing with this particular semester, a B grade will be a testament to your ability to, you know, stay focused and persist and be successful in the semester given the circumstances. So I don't know if opting for a P would necessarily be in your best interest. I think that kind of summarizes some of the things we spoke about before. Is there anything I left out, Kelly?
Yeah, no, and what Lakshmi said earlier when we discussed it, that you may not know where you stand in the course right now. So you will be able to, you know, at this point get the letter grade that you're going to earn back before you're able to make that choice. And you may find that, you know, as Lakshmi mentioned before, that professors are more flexible and more understanding of the circumstances. And so maybe you want to speak with your professor to see where you stand in the course at this time and to see if you really want to, if there's any way for you to do better on your final exam or what you would need to do to improve for the rest of the semester at this point. But I'm in agreement with my team here that that with a B or better, it's more likely in most students' best interest to go with the letter grade.
Mm-hmm. And just to share for those of you that joined a little bit late, with the option to PNC, if you go to the registrar's website, they have that information on their homepage where you can see where to PNC and how to go about doing it on the form. If you made a decision already and you filled out the form, then and you want to change your mind, right, because you're going to get your grades later on, the form, the way they're processing it is based on the timestamp when the form was submitted. So the last form you submit, they're going to go by that date and that time. So if you filled out one today and you fill out one tomorrow and you fill out one on Friday, they're going to go by Friday's form, the most recent one that you've submitted, you know, using that as the decision that you've made. So if you fill out one form on May 20th and then you fill out another form on June 3rd, because at that point, you know, you've seen your grades and you know what they are, then the one on June 3rd would be the one recorded in the system. And even though you'll see grades on your solar when grades get posted, if you fill out that form, you know, after when grades get posted, but still before the deadline, then the grades will be changed once you fill out the form. So let's say it's May 21st, you see a B plus, and a C, and you want that C course to be a P, then you would fill out the form. And then after June 3rd, you will see that grade change to a P, right? So you'll see the B plus, and then a P. So that's just something to keep in mind. Other questions? I know we've talked about a lot of things so far when it comes to PNC, when it comes to, you know, when it comes to summer courses, online courses. Remember that schools are taking into perspective your entire application. And when you present yourself to an admissions committee through your applications, they're looking at how this student has demonstrated the qualities that they're looking for in an applicant, right? How have they demonstrated perseverance? How have they demonstrated academic intellect? How have they demonstrated commitment to community, right? So they're not only looking at this one semester and they're not going to penalize you based on one semester. They're going to look at all the things you've done in the past, all the things that you will do in the future, and kind of you know, make a decision based on everything combined and not just, you know, this one semester where everyone was in this, was in a similar or difficult situation as a result of this pandemic. There's one question about, you know, I guess the question is coming across as, our course is going to be offered online in the fall? And to be honest, we don't have the answer for that question. The university is still deciding, and the hope is that there will be a decision made before June 30th. But as of right now, based on the president's email and the incoming president's email, we don't have a decision on whether or not fall courses will be in person or online. As of now, it's in person. Or, you know. What I would say to that, in terms of if courses were to be moved online, as some other institutions have, then the different health professions programs, they'll assess. Right now, everything is in continuous conversation, right? And so medical schools, dental schools, PA schools, nursing schools, they're taking it as it comes, and they're talking about how have decisions made by institutions are going to affect their future class, how is it going to affect their current classes at their own institution. And so there's no answer for fall as of right now, because they're still trying to figure out summer and spring and their incoming health professional programs for this upcoming summer / fall. So when it comes to admissions, for if fall classes were to go online, I think it's a to be continued. Right. And so we're going to continue to do these chats and discussions as we gather more information from the different health professions. My guess is that based on the institutions that have gone online and have made that decision already, if that were to happen to Stony Brook, we wouldn't be alone in this decision. Other institutions are making the decision. And so the hope is that with the consideration for institutions that have chosen, you know, the health and safety of their students and faculty and staff, that they would be understanding as well. But that's as much as I could share in terms of my knowledge. I'm not sure. There's a student who typed in the chat box, electric circuit and device one with lab. I'm not sure what class. Okay, they made a mistake. Maybe they were messaging a friend. If there are any other questions, feel free to share it with us in the chat box. We'll hang out for a few more minutes. But if not, we'd like to thank you guys for joining us today. We appreciate your time. We appreciate your questions. I know there many of you are, you know, getting ready for your final exams, already taking some final exams, preparing for, you know, your papers and other things. So we appreciate you joining us and sharing your questions with us and hearing what, you know, what the programs have to say. And like I mentioned earlier, the links that we've shared on the chat will be shared on the PreHealth website under our COVID message, which is on the homepage. So stonybrook.edu/prehealth. If any of you have specific questions in regards to a syllabus or for the classes, such as English classes, knowing whether or not they count, feel free to email as well, prehealth@stonybrook.edu. For students who are applying to law school, prelaw@stonybrook.edu. If you want to email me directly, feel free to email me directly. You'll find me in the Google system. And so that's my... I'm just putting in my name in the chat box so you can see it. And then I'll share with Kelly or Jen if you have any remaining words to say to the students on the chat.
I got some finals. Yeah, thank you so much for joining us. I know it's a difficult time, and please keep in touch. We're still holding office hours if some of you need to make an academic plan. To talk about your future courses, we are hosting regular appointments through either Google Hangouts or Zoom. Feel free to use the Navigate app to schedule appointments with us if you have individual questions as well.
Yes, and speaking of advising appointments, just to remind everybody, we post appointments only 1 week at a time. and new appointments are posted each Wednesday afternoon for the upcoming week. So if you'd like to schedule an appointment, check back on Navigate later today, and you should see new appointments up for next week.
And we will be here through summer as well. Some of our students tend to forget that advisors are here year-round, and so we will be here throughout the summer. Many times we're working with our current applicants who are filling out their applications or need assistance with the application portals themselves, but feel free to set up an advising appointment if you have questions over the summer. Well, thank you all for joining us. The recording for this video, if it goes well, will be posted to our site. But like we all said, thank you so much for joining us. And hopefully you guys keep safe, keep well and healthy, and good luck on your finals. Take care. Bye.
Bye.
Bye, everyone.